This is Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruits, you need the roots. Today, we're going into financial freedom number. So we're going to work out how much you need to become financially free. So we're going to talk about assets, which puts money into your pocket, and liabilities that money takes out of your pockets. So income follows assets. So you need to get a passive income, the dream of passive income. You need assets. So financial assets, this could be property. This could be business is in the stock market. This could be your own business. This could be intellectual property, for instance. This could be IP. So data is the new oil. Data is some of the biggest companies have assets that are intellectual property. So if you think of Google, the algorithm, or TikTok, the algorithm, that is owned by a company, and they make money from that. Or you can have also, you can have royalties. So if you have books, so I have books, Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruits, you need the roots. These make money for me every month. So every month I get a royalty check. So money comes into my pocket from the books I've created. So these are assets, financial assets, and they put money into your pockets. And the idea behind becoming financially independent is where you have enough assets that are paying you an income that's greater than your expense. And once you hit that point, then you are financially independent, you are self-reliant, or you are financially free. So the aim is to have, essentially, you want to own the means of production. So the means of production is property, it's businesses, it's real estate property, it can be intellectual property, it can be, you can own bonds where you're lending money. So this is owning the means of production. So the idea is to have, essentially, you want to be having more assets working for you than your expenses. So you want to have more assets working for you than you're able to spend. So this is either, you can either create more assets by every time you get paid, you can buy more assets that are going to generate more profits and more income, or you can reduce your expenses. If you can reduce your expenses, then you're going to need less assets to pay for your income. So if you want a big lifestyle, you need a big amount of assets. If you want a small lifestyle, then you only need a small amount of assets. So we're going to talk about the journey to financial independence. So financial independence, so what is it? So essentially, it's where you achieve, this is achieved when passive income covers your living expenses. So if you have passive income created from assets, so assets are something that puts money into your pocket, property, money in the stock market, can be business, your own business. And essentially, if you've got that paying you more than your living expenses, then you are financially independent. So you can, with the money in the stock market, this could be, you can get paid by capital gains. This is the money. This is that the stock market's gone up over time. Or you can take dividends. So dividends is part of the profits. So if you're a business owner, you can get part of these profits paid to you each month. So the goal is to reach a point where you're no longer reliant on your traditional income sources. This could be a job, or essentially, so if you become financially independent, this frees you from the need to be going to the 9 to 5, every day going into the job. But what you could do, you could go, being financially independent, you could do essentially part-time. You could go in half days and then spend the other rest of the time either spending more time with your friends or your family, or you could do a project that you wanted to, you always dreamed of, write a book, start a business. Essentially, it frees your time and frees your energy to go and pursue your own passions and projects and spend time with friends and family. So this is the benefit of having an asset, so assets, your financial assets. So the financial independence number, so you need to essentially work out how much you need to cover your expenses to sustain your lifestyle through passive income. And your financial independence number is what we're going to go through today. So why does it matter? So essentially, what's the benefits of being financially independent? So in the old days, they called it retirement. So you'd work all your job, and at the end of that working life, you would get a handshake, a carriage clock, and a guaranteed income for life. So you would have, essentially you would work all your life, and then essentially you'd swap that, all those days of working, for a guaranteed income for life. And then you would go to a retirement home, or you would spend your life doing, just living on that income. So, but financial independence is essentially because the world's so complicated, complex, the world doesn't work like that anymore. So, private pensions are not many people have enough to retire on with private pensions. If you look at state pensions, so this is money that you put in and the government will pay you, they're talking about retiring until you can't collect your state pension until you're 71. So, that's ages. So, you're going to have to be working all your life up until you're 71, and then you're supposedly that's your time to relax and recover and live your life after you're 71. You're by that time, you're so who has any energy at 71? You can't travel the world, but or you can't go and do the things you want to do, or list the things on the bucket list. So essentially, the idea is to create enough assets that are going to pay you an income, so you can free you to do how you live your life how you want to. You go travel the world. You can take a year off. You can start your own business, or you can do whatever you want to do with your life. But it's actually having those assets that are going to pay you an income. So it's going to give you massive peace of mind. So if you've got this cushion of cash in your bank account, or cushions of businesses that are working for you, then you're not going to stress if there's going to be a redundancy cut, or if there's a job you're going to get if there's being made redundant or something like that. So I got made redundant, and yeah, it can be quite stressful if you don't have that income coming in, or but having that kind of cash buffer, or having this amount of assets that are working for you, that are giving you an income, then it's going to reduce your stress massively. That's the second reason. Third reason, you're going to have control. If you have these assets working for you, then this is going to free up your time. It's going to free up your energy. It's going to free up whatever you want to do in life. So it's going to get, you're going to have better choices. You can have better choices. You can make these decisions on preferences rather than financial necessity. So this is really powerful. So to know your number, you need to understand your lifestyle, and you need to understand your living expenses. So what I would suggest you do, write out all the amount you need. This could be the shelter, so rent, food. This could be your bills. This could be your internet. This could be entertainment. You need to list all your cost of living, and essentially you need to work out plus inflation and your lifestyle choice. You have to also think about, if you get older, you're going to need some, maybe you might need some healthcare issues. You might need to be put into, go to a home or something. So you need insurance. You need to count all this. So it can be quite a complex way to work it out. I've got a calculator, an Excel spreadsheet that does it all for you. You just need to plug in your numbers, and it will tell you how many years you can retire in. But just really simply, this is not financial advice, but this is real simple. So essentially, you want to be working out how much you need to rely on. So essentially, there's a rule of 25. So if you need, say, 40,000, four, so if you need £40,000 to retire on, so 40 at 4% is a million. So you can times that. So work that out. Sorry. So if you want to live on £40,000, you're going to need a pot of money of £1 million, which sounds loads of money, and it perhaps it is, but this is including your state pension, this includes your pension, all your assets you've collected. But if you don't need 40,000, if you just need 26,000, for instance, so what's that times? Well, let me write this down. So it's 650,000, which still sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But that means you can live on that pot of money. You can live on that, just living on the interest. So 4%. So you can get, if you have put that into a bank, £650,000 into a bank at 4%, you're going to generate that amount of money. If you put that into the stock market and get 8%, you're going to need less money, but it's more risky. 4% is relatively conservative. So there's a four. So this is how what financial planners use to work out your financial independence number. So either you can either do it two ways. So you can either do it that way, the 4% rule, or you can do it by 12, 25. So times 40 times 25. Let's work that one out. Get a calculator. So I'm just going to do a quick calculation. So let's do this together. So 40,000, 1, 2, 3, times 0.04 equals 1,600. Or you could do it. So let's do £1 million times 0.04 equals, so £40,000. So that's how much you need. Or for instance, if you only need £20,000, say you can live on £20,000 a year, times that by 25, that's 500,000. So that's what it is. So 500,000 times by 0.04 is 20,000. So if you can live on £20,000, then you need £500,000 as your financial independence number. So hopefully that made sense. I just went over that really quickly, but I have a calculator that if you want, just put your email address and send it to either write in your comments or put send me a message, neildoig@moneytips.co.uk. And then you can put that in the calculator. So the idea is to have a passive income team. So you can have a team of assets that are working for you. So depending on your risk profile, you can have different assets that are going to be working for you. So you can have a defensive assets, or you can have more attacking assets. So there's a Nobel Prize winning economist that said risk and reward are related. So if you take more risks, this by taking more risks could be growing countries. So the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, if you're investing in these countries, they're deemed as more risk, but you're going to get a higher return in the long term. If you want less risky assets, this could be cash, this could be bonds, this could be property. These are less risky assets. You're going to get a lesser return from these asset classes. Or you can invest in growing companies. So this could be, if you invested in the FANGs, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Samsung, 10 years ago, there's been a massive growth from that. These have been riskier, but much bigger reward. But you can invest in the whole market as well. You can invest in the whole growing countries. You can buy in these index funds, or you can buy index funds of all growing companies. So it reduces your risk. So behavior is more important than intelligence. So it's more important what you do than how you can think in investing. So if you can be the smartest guy in the world and not actually put any money into investments, you don't actually click that button and put that money, move that money into an investment, or move that, set up that standing order. If you set up a standing order every month, even if it's a few pounds every month goes in, you're ahead of the smartest guy in the country who doesn't take action. So that's the thing. Your choices and behavior have a bigger impact on investing success than being smart or intelligent. So that is a big aha moment for me, where I was like, oh yeah, that makes loads of sense, because you have the smartest person in the world who doesn't take any action. And compared to any other person, if you take action, if you actually just make that decision and do it, then you're going to be in a better place than the smartest person in the room. So consistently making choices and positive action is how you get long-term success. So the good news, you can automate this. You can set up a standing order every month and just buy the index, the global index tracker, and you'll be in good stead. You'll be buying thousands of companies all around the world. So knowing how to handle emotions is really important. So when you are investing and then you're putting money aside into your investment and then the stock market crashes, there you're going to have a gut instinct where you're getting a bit scared and you think, oh, why am I investing? I'm going to lose all my money. That's natural, but you just got to understand that you're investing for the long term and these things happen. And then this is why you have good coaching and this is why you come along to these training events, because it teaches you how to invest without worrying about the ups and downs of the market. And then you're buying the means of production. You're buying assets that are putting money into your pocket. And if you have a balanced team of assets, you have money in the stock market, you have money in property, you have some cash in reserves, then you're going to be, it's going to reduce your stress and worry massively. So success comes from how you act. So lifestyle choices, this is, you make choices every day in your life. So what job you do, what you spend your money on, what holidays you go on, the car you drive, the shoes you wear, all we all have choices, the lifestyle choices. So just imagine what would it be like if you were financially independent. Imagine you won the lottery, or you were gifted a load of money, or you've saved up really hard and you've finally become financially independent. What would you do with your time? So what would you do if you, yeah, how would you, what, just think just for a moment, what you would do. So say, just interested to know how I can grow my money. Okay, great. So yeah, you grow your money through investing. So you're investing in assets that are going to accumulate over time. So the price of these assets are going to go up, whereas the pound coin in your back pocket, this currency, this fiat currency, because they're printing loads of this fiat currency, the money in your pocket. So they're printing money. I don't have any, I don't have a tenner. I don't, oh, whoops. I don't. But essentially, I was going to show you a £10 note, but yeah, they've printed 875 billion pounds over COVID. So the more money they print, the more, the less value this money has, because it's, it degrades how much you're actually, how much it's making. And then financial, but then financial assets go up in price because there's, because they've printed loads of money, the supply of money goes up, but the amount of houses or the amount of businesses has generally stayed the same. So these financial assets rise in price, whereas the currency, the pound, the dollar, goes down in price because they printed it loads. So this is what's caused, this inflation's been caused. So inflation is the price of money going up. So the goods, price of goods has been going up because they've been printing loads of money. So define your ideal lifestyle. So with my client, I sit down and we go through a life plan. Where do you want to live? Your, where's your dream property? Where would you love to live? What's your dream career? What does your family look like? What would you, what's your dream family? Do you, and then what's your dream lifestyle? Where will you be living? So we go over this in a kind of a matrix, your short term, medium term, and long term. And then we find out exactly where you want to. And it's like a map. And then you can follow this map, essentially knowing where your goals are. So if you write down your goals, you're 67 times more likely to achieve them. I've got a planner, a lifetime plan. You can buy this on my website, moneytips.org. And then you'll, if you write down your goals, even I write down my goals. See, you write down my goals. Yeah, and then you're much more, your personal reflections. There's loads of kind of stuff you write in. And then you're 46 times more likely to achieve these goals. So this gives you choices. So choices, how the more money or more assets you have, the more choices, the better choices you can make. So you can choose where to go on holiday. You can choose where to eat. You can choose where you want to live. So the more assets you have, the more choice you have. So you can align your lifestyle with your financial goals. So, and it's flexible as well. So you can pick your plan depending, and you can be flexible depending on, you can adapt your plan as your circumstances change. So there's a quote as well. So the only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. So, and that's Franklin Roosevelt. So the only limitations to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. So we're going to maximize your financial independence. So you can use UK tax. So tax is a good thing. Tax pays for schools, it pays for hospitals, it pays for people to collect our bins. So it's a good public service. So tax is good. However, there are ways to mitigate your tax. If you can use things that like ISAs, pensions, you can start a business. These are all really good ways to, you don't have to pay as much tax as you, as you do in other ways. So these are incentives. The government encourage you to do this, to encourage you to invest. So they give you these kind of carrot measures to encourage you to invest. So they like the ISA, so it's an individual savings account. The government give you these individual savings account to essentially encourage you to save. So you don't pay capital gains tax, so on your profits, so which is really good. It means that you're not getting taxed on your profits, and it means your money will grow quicker. You don't pay income tax on dividends. So you get, as a business owner, you get paid a dividend. This is share of the profits. So if you put this into an ISA, it's like a little shelter, a little wrapper, a little box. Think of it like a box. It protects it from getting taxed by the government. And you have an annual ISA, so individual savings account, of £20,000. So you get £20,000 that you could put into this tax box that protects it from getting taxed. So we're coming up to the end of, well, the 5th of April is the end of the tax year. So you've got until the 5th of April to utilize, to make the most of this tax allowance. So you can put up to £20,000 into this ISA, individual savings account. Stocks and shares ISA is the best one to do. So that's one way to mitigate tax or maximize your tax. You can put money into a pension. So the government encourage you to put money into a pension. A pension is really tax efficient. It's like a little box. So you get tax relief on tax. So essentially, if you're a higher rate taxpayer, so if you're paying 40% tax and you put that money to a pension, you get back that tax of what you put in, which is incredible. People don't realize how good the tax benefits are of a pension. So if you can max out your pension. And then if you put money in, your employer can often also match what you put in, which is great. So you put money in, say you put in £100, for instance, then your employer could also put in £100. Then the government can put money in, you'll get tax back on that from tax relief. So this is incredible. So this is the kind of the benefit of a pension. When you come up to retire, you get a 25% tax-free lump sum. So you get part of that big pot of money. When you take it out, you get a lump sum of that is tax-free, 25% tax-free. So this might sound complicated, and we'll go into this more detail later. So you also you in a pen in this pension, you also don't get capital gains tax. So it protects you from the tax getting taken away. And this means your money's going to grow quicker. So that's another benefit, another way to benefit from taxes, than not paying taxes. So another way is to start a business. So you can pay corporation tax is lower for smaller businesses. So expenses, you can deduct your business expense. And then also you get capital allowances. So tax relief on some businesses, you can get eligible business investments. But yeah, if you're not sure about any of these, you can go and see a tax expert or tax advisor. But yes, yeah, so three things: you maximize your ISA allowance, your pension, or you can start a business, which can be really tax efficient. So really quickly, so on you can see this screen, it's a Dow Jones average. It moves up over time. So we get worried about the ups and downs of the market, but actually this graph goes back to 1789. So this shows you the ups and downs of the market, and it shows you even kind of the worst crashes. It shows you the 1930s crash. It came down, but then it comes up again. So there is people get worried about the ups and downs of the market, but the real secret is just to buy each month, buy the means of production every month. So buy small bits of businesses every month, and you're going to build up this compound interest over time. So compound interest is just interest on your interest, and it's a mathematical phenomenon that every time you put in, every time it grows, it keeps growing, and then it starts going exponentially. So yeah, it works over time. So here is another graph. And so the real secret is regular contribution. So paying in every month, and then plus that compound interest, getting that compound interest. So taking that interest that you get from dividends, taking that interest from rent, from your property, if you have a property, or taking money from your dividends or interest from a bank, and then reinvesting that back in. And that's going to grow and grow and grow over time. So the maths behind it is nuts. So just go, if you want to play around with a compound interest calculator, just go in and put the figures in. We've got a compound interest calculator here. So you can put in your initial investment is £10,000. If, for instance, you put money into, say, for the stock market and you get the average return of 7%, do this over 35 years, put in £500 in every month, and over, and that's going to turn, that £10,000 is going to turn into £1 million over 35 years if you're putting in that money and then reinvesting the compound interest. And the interest earned on that is £795,000. So the money you put in is, most of the money you get from this compound interest is from the interest, not actually what you put in. So yeah, it's pretty, so you put in £210,000, but most of the money earned from this exercise is from purely gains, purely capital, your compound interest gains, which is nuts. Okay, and then really quickly, so if you can diversify, we use the football analogy as a team of assets, that work, the strikers, the defense working for you, and also splitting your money between land. So if you can buy property, I know it's crazy expensive in London, you can buy, there are strategies that you can buy outside of London, or you can easily buy what is known as REITs, so real estate investment trust, which you can buy property from around quite cheap, £100 if that, and it means you just get some money into property, and then you put some money into businesses, stock market, have your own business, and then keep some money in reserves, cash for those emergencies. And that's going to reduce your stress and worry massively. So you're going to have, you invest your money, your land, business and reserves, and that's going to reduce your stress and worry massively. So let's get an action plan together. So think about your 90-day action plan. You've got 3 months, or what you're going to do next month. So it's a 90-day. So think of it personal. What are you going to do personally? What are you going to be doing professionally at your work? And then financially, what are you going to be doing with your personal finances? So think about that just now. Just have a moment. What are you going to be doing personal? What are you doing financially? And then I'm going to check the next meetup, because the next meetup is in March. And I'm just going to, so write those down. Write your personal plan down while I do this. We look on the calendar. So next meetup is in Tuesday the 26th of March. So it's the last Tuesday of every month at 7:30. So put that in your calendar. So yeah, and do one action point that you can do straight away. Maybe this is start looking at your finances, start looking at your expenses, buy a book, buy a Millennial Money Mindset. It's £15. We plant a tree for each copy bought. Yeah, it's the best investing guide out there. It's 5-step method to money mindset. Get more money in your pocket, more time in your day, and more happiness in your life. So yeah, or you can take the course. We've got a Millennial Money Mindset course. Or we do some money coaching. We've got a members area as well. So members area of the moneytips.org. So it's Millennial Money Mindset was shortlisted by the Financial Times in 2018 and is an Amazon bestseller in 2019. I've got a second book coming out. Super excited. It's going to be coming out this year. I'm just editing at the moment, getting sent some illustrations off to the illustrator. And yeah, it's going to be printed soon. So I'm super excited about that. So I do have a gold, I've got bronze, silver, gold, platinum service. I've got a podcast called Millennial Money Mindset. So it's spelt Millennial Money Mindset. Check out the podcast. It's got over 100 episodes in. Well, I've got a YouTube channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Millennial Money Mindset. It's got loads of videos. I've got TikTok, Money Tips on TikTok, or Millennial Money Mindset on TikTok. Get the book and or get the game. So any questions before we go? So yeah, next step, if you want that free gift, send a message to Neil Doig at moneytips.co.uk. There's a goodie bag of gifts. We've got a net worth indicator. It's got a financial independence calculator. It's got a course automate your finances to give yourself more me time. So that is a way to improve your finances. So follow me on Instagram on Money Tips on Instagram, Tips with Two P's, or Millennial_Money_Mindset. LinkedIn, my name is Neil Doig. I'm also on Facebook, podcast. Have a look at the podcast, YouTube channel, or just get the book. It is the best investing guide out there. So yeah, hopefully that has been useful. I'm going to stop. Stop recording.